They're calling. Now watch. What you're observing there is the pair, who's the parents of the colt that's out there. They're doing a unison call.
Nina Faust knows most every crane in the yard. She and Ed Bailey started tracking these cranes in 1996.
There's the colt. The colt has no red on the head. Its eyes are dark, and it's all very light-colored, sort of golden. When they're getting ready to fly, they extend their necks out. You can see the tension in the legs. You can see that in the evenings when they're gathered in places. And then the lead bird starts stretching the neck, and then the rest of them start stretching in the neck, and then all of a sudden, boom, the flock takes off.
That crane pair will fly with their colt to California in a couple of weeks. And when they return in the spring, Junior comes with them.
When they get back to Homer and you see the family land, you will see that the colt now looks like an adult. It'll have the red head, it'll have the yellow eye.
Faust says last year, the cranes started gathering up at Beluga Slough in great numbers before the migration started. And there's a good chance that'll happen again this year.
As the cranes changed their roosting in the evenings to Beluga Slough, flying in every evening, and there's like 100 of them or more, including lots and lots of colts. Let's see, so far I've had one report of 20, and then a few days ago I had a report of 50 showing up. So it sounds like they're starting to trickle back. As the colts, 60 to 70 days after hatching, are able to fly wherever the adults want to go. And that's important anyway, because they have to get their wings strong enough.
The 16 cranes that are on the lawn at Inspiration Ridge right now will be heading to the Sacramento Valley around the 12th of September.
I'm waiting to get all of my data in on nesting pairs that we've been following all season. So far we had 28 nests that were able to hatch out young. We've had 44 twosomes hatched and 6 singles. So a total of 50 birds were hatched, but I still have 2 pairs that have 2 colts each that aren't fledged yet. One of them was the pair down in the Beluga Slough, which is really an amazing thing for us to have that, to go down on the boardwalk and walk there and see 3 nesting pairs of sandhill cranes. Because most places where you go to view cranes, you're stuck in a hide or it's real dark.
On the 26th of August, Kachemak Crane Watch will start their crane count, and they're looking for help.
So really, citizen science is the best way we can get estimates of the population. And our area that we cover is basically from the head of the bay to Anchor Point South. We'll do a series of 3 Saturdays, the 26th, the 2nd of September, and the 9th of September. We want people to go out in the field and look for cranes, and then note the number of adults, the number of colts, any banded cranes, and try to get the number if you can, if you see a banded crane. Photos would be wonderful. And note the location, the time of day, and then send those reports as soon as you're done with the day, or hopefully by the next day so I can get the information.